With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. President-elect Donald Trump has named Pam Bondi to be the U.S. Attorney General just hours after Matt Gaetz withdrew his name from consideration. Here's Bernie Bennett.
Bondi is a longtime Trump ally and was one of his lawyers during his first impeachment trial. She was among a group of Republicans who showed up to support Trump at his criminal trial in New York that ended in May with conviction on 34 felony counts. She's been a chair at the America First Policy Institute, a think tank set up by former Trump administration staffers. Gaetz, a Florida Republican who one day earlier met with senators to win their support, said in a statement, quote, "While the momentum was strong, it is clear that my confirmation was unfairly becoming a distraction to the critical work of the Trump-Vance transition." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also, at SRNnews.com, there's just no stopping Bitcoin right now. Its value above $98,000 for the first time. Here's Rich Thomason with more on that story.
The cryptocurrency has been shattering records just about every day since the presidential election, rocketing more than 40% in just 2 weeks. Investors don't seem fazed by its volatile history, the wild swings up and down. Cryptocurrencies and related investments like crypto exchange-traded funds have rallied because the incoming Trump administration is expected to be more crypto-friendly. Rich Thomason reporting.
That deadly outbreak of Listeria food poisoning tied to a recall of Boar's Head deli meats is over. 10 people died. 61 were sickened in 19 states. The outbreak is considered over 60 days after the last reported illness. For those old enough, Americans will never forget 61 years ago when President John F. Kennedy was assassinated as his motorcade passed through downtown Dallas. That was November 22nd. 1963. This is SRN News. The Ten Commandments going on sale.
Sotheby's will auction off a 1,500-year-old copy of the Decalogue cut into stone, which was first discovered during an excavation more than a century ago. The 115-pound tablet is believed to be the oldest known example of the complete Ten Commandments carved in stone. Sotheby's predicts it will fetch between $1 and $2 million when it goes up for bids next month. Experts believe the tablet was carved in Samaria. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates hope that President Trump will again invoke the so-called global gag rule, a policy that cuts off U.S. government funding for groups that perform abortions in foreign countries. Gag rule has been imposed by all Republican presidents since 1984. In 2017, Mr. Trump expanded it, cutting foreign NGOs off not only from family planning money, but from broader U.S. global health assistance. This is SRN News. Yet another deadly attack in Pakistan, this time on a bus.
The attack happened in Kurram, a district in the northwest where clashes between majority Sunni Muslims and minority Shiites have killed dozens of people in recent months. Local police said several vehicles carrying passengers were traveling in a convoy from the city of Parachinar to Peshawar when gunmen opened fire. Shiite Muslims make up about 15% of the 240 million population of Sunni-majority Pakistan, which has a history of sectarian animosity between the two communities. I'm Karen Shamas.
UN Nuclear Watchdogs Board condemning Iran for failing to cooperate fully with the agency, the second time it has done so in just 5 months. International Atomic Energy Agency also calling on Tehran to provide answers in a long-running probe into uranium particles found at two locations. More details at srnnews.com.